you trade stocks, wouldn't it be great if you had a seasoned veteran trader to tell you when to get in and when to get out? Well, Trade Genius has developed algorithms that tell you just that. In addition, you can receive trading signals direct to your cell phone throughout the trading day. According to CEO Bob Kudla, this is not a get-rich-quickly system. We grind it out and make money nearly every single day so you can take care of your family and escape the rat race. And if you mention the Still Report, not only will you get 50% off on their courses, but 50% off on their trading fees as well. That's www.TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Good morning. I'm still reporting on the coup. As President Trump seems to have turned the corner in his battle against those who would use every resource of the U.S. government against him, the Clinton and Obama holdovers and the deep state bureaucracy grow increasingly desperate to hold on to power. Last Friday, former Attorney General Eric Holder, a man who recently expressed interest in running for president at the next opportunity, tweeted out this: "To the career men and women of the DOJ/FBI, your actions and integrity will be unfairly questioned. Be prepared. Be strong. Duty. Honor. Country." This is the man primarily responsible for arming major Mexican drug cartels in Operation Fast and Furious. This is the man who gave a wink and a nod to the Clintons' blatant pay-for-play scheme, with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State shoveling money into the now-defunct Clinton Foundation. The Gateway Pundit hypothesized that this could be a warning to disgraced former Attorney General Loretta Lynch to keep her mouth shut as she faces a probe by the Senate Judiciary Committee. It could also be a warning to acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who is under a federal investigation with three different inquiries, including blatant Hatch Act violations in openly supporting his wife's failed campaign for a Virginia Senate seat. Or it could be a warning to former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who's being hauled in to testify before the House Intelligence Committee in a closed-door session. Certainly, it's a warning to all the above to not squeal on Holder. So now Eric Holder is in the unenviable position of being unable to control his fate for the first time in many years. As was said during the last time a coup was attempted by Richard Nixon and his Attorney General John Mitchell in 1972, Holder is left twisting in the wind. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.